This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a day-long visit to Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. During her visit, President Murmu will attend the Silver Jubilee celebrations of Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly at Raipur. The President will also visit the famous Sri Neelamadhaba Temple at Kantilo of Nayagarh district of Odisha and have a darshan of the deity. Sri Neelamadhaba Temple is a very old and famous temple of Lord Vishnu near the banks of the Mahanadi. After the darshan, President Murmu will leave for Bharatiya Vishwabasu Shobor Samaj Foundation at Kalyapalli in Nayagarh district, where she is scheduled to grace the Foundation Day ceremony as the chief guest. Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar has called a meeting with Leader of the House J.P. Nadda and Leader of Opposition Mallikarjun Khadge today on the issue of recovery of cash from the residents of Delhi High Court Justice. The issue related to cash recovery was raised by Congress leader Jairam Ramesh in the Rajya Sabha last week. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar had taken the cognizance of the matter. In Jammu and Kashmir, an encounter broke out between security forces and terrorists at Forward village of Sanyal near international border in Hiranagar sector of Kathua district last evening after a movement was observed of the infiltrators. Our correspondent reports police, special operations group, army and paramilitary forces have surrounded the entire area, including the nursery where the terrorists were spotted. Three villagers spotted the terrorists while collecting woods in the nursery. The five terrorists were equipped with weapons. The hiding terrorists opened a heavy volume of fire on observing the police party, which retaliated. However, there was no report of casualty in the initial exchange of intense firing. More details are awaited. In Telangana, unseasonal rain along with strong winds have caused widespread damage to crops in the state. Hailstorms hit North Telangana district during the last 2 days, damaging standing crops like paddy, maize and mango. Thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds reaching 40 to 50 kilometers per hour caused substantial losses to farmers as the standing crops were submerged in some districts. Hailstorms in some districts added to farmers' woes. Today is World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on the 24th of March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis, TB, and to step up efforts to end the global pandemic. The day is observed to commemorate the anniversary of Dr. Robert Koch's discovery of the TB bacteria in 1882. This year's theme is Yes, We Can End TB. Commit, invest and deliver. Indian Embassy in Kathmandu celebrated the 23rd Golden Jubilee Scholarship Day with the participation of nearly 200 students of Nepal supported by the scholarship. The prestigious Golden Jubilee Scholarship was established in 2002 to commemorate 50 years of India-Nepal economic cooperation. Over the years, the number of scholarship recipients has increased to 200 annually. More than 3,500 Nepalese students from all 77 districts of Nepal have benefited from the scholarship scheme. The current batch of scholarship awardees are from the 75 districts of Nepal, with about one-third of the scholars being girls. Three differently abled students have also been selected this year. The U.S. military stationed in the Red Sea conducted fresh airstrikes on Yemen's northern province of Sada. The strikes targeted the areas around the province's namesake central city, Sada, a stronghold of the Houthis. There were no reports of casualties. The airstrikes came a few hours after the Houthis claimed to have launched fresh attacks on the USS Harry S. Truman aircraft carrier in the northern Red Sea and the Ben Gurion airport in central Israel. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast a gradual rise in maximum temperatures by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 3 to 4 days. A gradual rise in maximum temperature is also predicted over central India by 2 to 4 degrees and over Gujarat by 2 to 3 degrees during the next 2 days. India have clinched both men's and women's Kabaddi World Cup 2025 at Wolverhampton in England. The men's team defeated home side England in the final match with 44-41. Earlier, Indian women's team also defeated England with a dominating score of 57-34 in the final at the same venue. Punjab's Jaspreet Kaur broke the national record in the powerlifting at the Khelo India Para Games in New Delhi yesterday. She bettered her own national record in the 45 kg category to win the gold medal. And that is the end of this news bulletin.